Heard it here first.
Good afternoon. The Portland City Council come back from recess. It is still Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. It is 3:30, and we have a time certain to consider. Carla, can you please read the item for emergency ordinance 1555?
Established July 1, 2011, as the effective date of the River Plan North Reach.
All right. Would staff please come forward? The city is waiting for a decision from LCDC regarding a boundary change related to the River Plan. LCDC will not make this decision before January 1st, the current effective date of the River Plan. Therefore, we must change the effective date of the plan. Sally Edmonds of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability is here to explain more, and we have city attorneys here to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mayor and Commissioners. Sally Edmonds with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. As you know, on April 15th, City Council adopted the River Plan North Reach with an effective date of January 1, 2011. So the city is asking the Land Conservation and Development Commission, or LCDC, for a greenway boundary amendment, and that amendment must be approved before the River Plan becomes effective. The city's proposal to LCDC is to remove 312 acres of land from the boundary and add 51 acres. The purpose of the action is to exclude parcels that don't have river frontage and include the entirety of sites that do have river frontage. We purposely delayed the implementation date to January 2011 to accommodate the required boundary amendment process and other follow-up work. So on April 28, 2010, the city submitted the required paperwork to the state. LCDC held an initial hearing in September, continued it to October, and continued it again to December. And that hearing is scheduled for tomorrow morning, but DLCD staff have indicated that LCDC will not be able to act before the January 1, 2011 date. So to allow time for them to act, we are proposing to postpone the effective date of the River Plan North Reach. This is a new and separate ordinance from the River Plan ordinance adopted in April. It establishes a new effective date and does not purport to amend the earlier adopted ordinance. We mailed notice of this hearing to all property owners affected by the river overlay zones, all property owners affected by the Willamette River Greenway boundary amendment currently pending before LCDC, all persons who testified about the River Plan North Reach at City Council, and for whom the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability had mailing addresses. We also noticed the hearing to approximately 600 people via River Plan News, an email newsletter. So since the River Plan North Reach is scheduled to go into effect on January 1, 2011, we need council to adopt this as an emergency ordinance.
Okay. Can I ask a few, Catherine, could you come up here, or Lindley, whoever is answering the legal questions on this issue? So I got a letter, as did council today, from David Harvey from Gunderson, and I just want your reaction to the statement, quote, "The city has not properly followed the state law in processing the proposed river plan, and thus LCDC could not process the requested change within the city's target time frame." Did we screw up?
For the record, Lindley Reese from the city attorney's office. I actually think Sally Edmonds may be better prepared, but I know enough about that I can respond. No, we adopted the river plan in April. We gave appropriate notice to LCDC and the parks, Oregon Parks, that we were prepared to begin that process to initiate it. Through, I will say, no fault of the city staff, it has gotten postponed, and they're not going to be likely to make a decision at their meeting tomorrow.
Okay. I think that answer suffices. Any other discussion from council?
I'm sorry, I missed the first one. Are we just dealing with the first one right now?
We are dealing with
the effective
the
date.
Not the in lieu of fees.
No, the effective date change. Okay, we're getting ordinance.
That. Does anyone wish to testify on this emergency ordinance?
I have two people signed up.
Okay.
Mark Kramer and Bob Salinger.
Okay.
Mr. Kramer. Mr. Salinger declines. All right. Can you please call the vote?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Ordinance is approved. All right. Now, can you begin the process? Let's see. Unless there is council objections, I am pulling back to my office S-1557. Unless there's objections.
Which one's that?
Okay.
That's what you. That's what we were advised in your email, I believe, Mayor?
Correct.
S-1557?
That's on.
That's the fee credit.
Right. So we've had an offer of expertise to help us both fast track and verify cost forecasts related to mitigation sites, the temporary mitigation sites, and we've had that offer from Vigor, some consultants that they use, and as usual, we'll do an open book process on this, but we want to take the opportunity to take them up on that in-kind expertise, and in the process of doing that, we'll be able to both confirm and refine what are right now estimates with a lot of contingencies in them. So unless there's objection from council, I'm going to do that.
Clarification, we are going to vote on 1556, accepting the report on how to calculate the in-lieu fees.
Correct.
Great, thank you. Yep.
So, can you read the title and then refer it back.
S-1557, authorize River Plan North Reach in-lieu fees and establish a North Reach reinvestment fee credit.
Unless there's objection, S-1557 is referred back to the mayor's office. Can you please call the vote for the first of the series of we're all messed up here. Can you please read the title and call the vote on resolution item number 1556?
Accept report on how to calculate River Plan North Reach in lieu fees as direction for the development of the administrative rules and the fee schedule to implement the River Plan North Reach. Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I am very pleased that we are accepting the report. It was done extremely well based on the science panel. Caitlin Lovell and Chris Prescott in Environmental Services and Ann Beyer and Patty Howard in my staff have been very helpful on this. And it's a hugely technical piece, and it's very, very well done. And I appreciate it. I think that as we continue to work on the in-lieu fees, will be helpful. It's helpful that we're adopting this, that we're accepting this report, because that is the basis of what the continuing study will look at. But we need to emphasize that a good job was done on this. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
First off, I probably should have said this before I voted a minute ago, but I was not here 2 weeks ago, but I did over the weekend review the record in terms of the videotape of the hearing. And I want to thank people for the very thoughtful comments and discussion that came up. And I'm very supportive of the mayor's decision to take another closer look at the fees. I do think the combination of the soft cost and the contingencies need to be further scrutinized. And that if we return with a fee schedule after we've had more time, the Bureau of Environmental Services to calibrate with respect to the pilot sites, I forget if that's what we call them, the demonstration sites, I think we'll get more real cost information under our belt and be able to provide rest in lieu of fees that I think are more consistent with what other jurisdictions have encountered and probably what better meets the expectation when people say soft costs in the private sector versus what we say soft costs in this particular instance. I think there's kind of like two votes passing in the night on that, and we need to further get everybody on the same page on that, if that's possible. So with that, I'm pleased to vote aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please read the title and call the vote on 1558?
Authorize the development of rules for the River Restoration Program. Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, again, this is a lot of good technical work that stands to benefit the environment, industry, and ratepayers by figuring out how the city can mitigate and can transfer mitigation and restoration requirements. And I very much support it. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 155A is approved. Can you please read the title for it's an appointment resolution, report, item number 1559.
Appoint members to the North Reach Advisory Committee for terms to expire December 31, 2013. Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz.
As I mentioned last time, we are still accepting applications to increase the diversity of perspectives in the representatives on this committee, and I greatly appreciate everyone who's agreed to serve. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
I appreciate Commissioner Fritz and Ann Byers' efforts to make the committee more diverse. Please support it. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 1559 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote for ordinance item number 1560.
Authorize agreement with University of Portland to establish conditions and process by which the city will remove environmental conservation overlay contingent upon natural resource mitigation by the University of Portland. Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion and work in the community and some angst that we're not, by this vote, we would change the environmental conservation overlay and accept the mitigation proposed in lieu of that. I would have preferred there to have been a discussion of alternatives and minimizing impacts, but that vote was taken earlier this year, and I was not successful in that. So what's before us today is whether the mitigation that's been proposed is adequate, and I believe that it is, and it perhaps exceeds the expectations, particularly with the amendment that I proposed and was accepted last time by my colleagues and by the University of Portland to require an echo roof and also other environmentally friendly features on this garage. So with that amendment, I support this development agreement as meeting the intent that the council established earlier this year. Aye.
Fish?
I want to thank the University of Portland and in particular Christy and Jim for what even some of the critics of this approach and proposal called said at our last hearing was going above and beyond. And it's been a long day, so I won't read my entire statement. I'll just go to the last paragraph. University of Portland has done everything this council has asked them to do as part of this, as moving this proposal forward. The plan that they have developed in consultation with the community and that we will be approving today will result in more environmental protection, P zoning, than originally proposed by staff because they are going to be planting and nurturing new oak habitat, and it will create results sooner than we would have gotten if we had waited until development moves forward on the site. And as we noted at the last hearing, the mitigation will go forward even if they never develop on the site. So there is a win for the public here, and I think they have set the bar very high for future agreements of this kind. Thank you to staff and to all who weighed in on this, and again to Christy and Jim for their good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1560 is approved. The final in the package, I'll make my overall comments at the end of this. Can you please read second reading ordinance 1561?
Accept and approve a conservation easement in accordance with the agreement for development between the city and Siltronic Corporation and direct staff to complete follow-up items. Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
The intent of the Siltronic agreements has been very well intended. Many believe it falls short of what's needed for a viable wildlife corridor. Nevertheless, while it's not ideal, it's still better than what we had and will provide benefits as a natural corridor to the river, and we do need to make certain that the funding required to implement ecological enhancement activities on the conservation easement becomes available, and there will be some opportunities to enhance as that process moves forward. Thank you, Mayor Adams and your staff, for your work on this. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I do support this agreement as it does lock in a permanent public easement on Doan Creek, and I think that will potentially add hundreds of acres for high-paying jobs to Portland and also provide a permanent conservation easement. So I think it's a good deal, and I do wish Siltronic luck in wooing a new tenant or expansion projects at this site. We need the jobs. Please to vote aye.
Adams.
Well, there are a number of people I would like to thank. The first two, Amy Ruiz, who is on the Planning and Sustainability team in the Office of the Mayor, and Sally Edmonds, who has been the project manager on this project, and the entire team. If I miss anyone's name, I apologize in advance. It is a very smart group of folks, including Caitlin Lovell, Paul Ketchum, Chris Prescott, Shannon Buono, Mindy Brooks. I also want to thank Catherine Beaumont and Lindley Reese. I want to thank Commissioner Amanda Fritz and her staff and her team, and Ann Beyer, and a whole bunch of other people I could name, everyone in the audience. This has been incredibly challenging, but it has been worth the effort. We want good habitat, and we want a good economic district, a good business district in this in the North Reach area, and we're making progress. We're obviously not done, but this is a significant step forward. And again, this is a living strategy. There will be a group that will continue to meet and help us perfect it even before the ultimate implementation. So thank you for all that. Aye. It's approved. We are in recess until tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Good job. I don't know. I don't need to see a car.